Eli, what's the message this week in terms of bouncing back and getting this offense going?
Yeah, we just got to execute a little bit better. You know, just convert on some third downs, get into a rhythm early. So that'll be the key.
Are you worried about this offense?
No. You know, first game, guys were playing fast, got some new guys out there, some new bodies. So, we'll bounce back. We'll be fine. And we just got to, slow down, everybody take a breath and just run the plays that the way we've been running them all spring and all summer.
Do you think this offensive line can protect you the way you'd like them to?
Yeah, offensive line, they're going to do their job. So, everybody just, needs to step up their game a little bit. And, again, it's not, we don't have to go, recreate anything. Or we got to execute, play better football.
Is it harder with the rules of engagement, practice-wise, since the new CBA, for offensive lines to get cohesive and build a chemistry with you? Have you found that?
Tough to say. I think the good thing about our offensive line is these guys have been together for 3 years, 3 or 4 years, a majority of them. So they same offense. They should be on the same page. Should be able to go out there and play fast and be positive of what we're doing.
When teams play these zones against you guys and take away the top, what do you guys have to do to attack them and get them out of it?
Well, people play zone. That's part of football. It's just a matter of we called some shots the other day. We just didn't quite get the looks we wanted to. We didn't have the ball hold long enough. We didn't convert on third downs. It wasn't the problem. We were still and their third manageable. We weren't stuck in third and tens and twelves. Just thirds and fours and fives. We got to convert on those and give us more opportunities to run our full offense.
When you went back and looked at them, did you think there were opportunities to take some shots downfield, or not really?
Like I said, we just didn't have enough opportunities. First two possessions is three and outs. You don't have any possessions in the first half. Second half, we had some. Had a good drive to start it and go down there and got a sack that kept us from getting in the end zone there. So. We just got to do a better job staying on the field.
When you looked at those third downs and third and mediums, were they throwing something at you weren't anticipating, or what was the key there?
Defense is always going to change things up. We had answers. We had answers to get the first downs, to make plays. Every third down, every play. It's its own play. It's its own reason why it works or doesn't work. All 11 guys have to execute. All 11 guys got to do their job. Some of it, we had to get to our, get to our second, third possession or third receiver in the progression, and taking a little bit longer than we anticipated.
Eli, how much is the multiple fronts that Detroit used this past week against the Cardinals a concern? I mean, Palmer and their offense didn't have a very good day, but it did look like Detroit threw a lot of different things at them.
They do a good job, I think, defensively, mixing up their coverages, mixing up their different looks. So, but Arizona, they're pretty multiple as well. So they showed a lot of different looks and as well. So we got to look at it, but they're a good defense. I think they do a good job of playing kind of every coverage you can imagine and mixing up, how they're doing it. So we got to be prepared and be ready for everything they throw at us.
So, like you said, we don't have to recreate anything. What do you have to do then?
Just execute. It's just play play the way that we can play, and that the way we know how to execute, and we should be fine.
In 07, 011, the team started out poorly and went to the Super Bowl. You're one of the few guys here who were there for that. Is that something you communicate to the younger players that this can turn around quickly?
No, I mean yes, turn around quickly. It's not how you start; it's how you finish in the NFL. And I think that's an important lesson. We can hopefully only get better from that first game. And that's the mindset. Have a great week of practice, preparation, go out there, play confident in what we're doing.
Does it help you at all having been through that so many times in the past?
There's 16 other teams, are 0-1 right now. So, everybody had to lose that first game. And so, you just got to bounce back.
Do you feel the need at all, especially with younger players too? Just say we got to take a deep breath.
Yeah, you just got to. Hey, the first game, we didn't do well. Coaches are gonna be, it's part of losing a game. They're going to analyze, and you can't get too sensitive, after the first game. So we're going to get coached up, and there's things we can clean up for sure. But you can't get defensive, can't get sensitive. You just got to, be confident in what you're doing. Understand what you need to fix, and then go play fast.
Are you sitting here saying you can't get any worse?
It can always get worse. It can always get worse. So I won't say that, but hopefully it can get a lot better, though.
There is a string, though, now of seven games where you guys haven't scored more than 20 points. Does that trend, is there commonalities in why that's continuing?
Well, I think you take it season by season. I don't think you convert back from the last year. It's a new year, new team, we got to score more points than we did last week.
I know you talk about everybody stepping up, but, I mean, what would it mean just to have Odell if he's able to play by Monday? I mean, obviously he's somebody you have a good connection with.
Yeah, hey, there's no hiding the fact. He's a playmaker, our best player. It's pretty obvious. I think everybody knows that, and it's different when he's on the field. But on there or not, we got to play better than what we did, and we can, and we will.
How do you approach this week? In regards to whether he's playing or not?
We'll see tomorrow if he's out there practicing some, and just take it day by day and see what's going on. I'm not sure.
When you guys watch the film, as whatever you did afterwards, does it look worse in retrospect, or do you feel better about it in retrospect? You were obviously not happy right after the game. So how did it seem to you, upon second look?
It wasn't all bad. A lot of it's just a few plays, and I think the first two possessions, just those third down plays. Mistakes. It's not guys running wrong routes. It's not it's just hey, they got some they're able to get a little pressure, and things could be cleaned up in there in between some things. But it's just they play better than we did on those plays, and we couldn't stay on the field.
Eli, I know you have 12 rushing attempts, so you can't do much with that. But did you see any signs at all in any plays, couple of plays here and there, that you can be a better running team?
Yeah. I thought we had positive. We were getting positive yardage in the run game, and that's what you got to do. You got to get those 4 and 5 yards. We need more. Yeah, like you said, needed more attempts, but that comes from converting on third downs. And we just didn't have the ball very much. We didn't have many plays in the game. And so we got to hold on to it. Got down early, and so. I feel should be able to run the ball better.
Eli, how differently does a defense play you guys when Odell is not available?
Hadn't been not available only a few times. So I don't know if they if that was a difference in how Dallas played us or not. Besides maybe doubling him on certain third downs or certain situations, it's probably not a whole lot different than what they may normally do.
Did they double Brandon more?
Yeah. It wasn't a whole lot of doubling. They played, maybe played a little bit more, shell defense or too high, a little bit more on some third downs than played some quarters, I haven't seen a Rod Marinelli defense, ever do. So, they had some new things, but again, it's nothing, it's not stuff that's going to take you out of, running your offense. That's part of, that's why you have progressions and guys, in your routes that can be, whatever they throw out there, you should have an answer.
Did you see more opportunities for Brandon when you went back and watched the film?
We had a couple opportunities to get him the ball, and just couldn't connect on a couple of those plays.